Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kurt Zanellotti, who's the owner at Contract Carpet Systems in Beltsville, Maryland, right outside of Washington. Kurt, how you doing?
Doing well, Kemp. Thank you.
Yes, good to talk to you. I wanted to talk to you about this news that we ran on Floor Daily this week, a topic that you and I discussed last fall. Before we get to that, though, let me just ask a little bit about how your business is doing now at the beginning of the second quarter of 2012.
You know, our business has been pretty consistent over the last couple of years because of our location in the Washington, D.C. area where they are profligate spenders. Margins aren't quite there, but we're happy to be where we are.
Okay. You are a carpet one store. Also, I guess you're fairly active, which is good. You know, one of the reasons I want to talk to you is that you're pretty active when it comes to keeping your finger on the pulse of the political situation and the legislation that affects your business. You know, I applaud you for that.
Yeah, we've been, I've been in a Maryland, Northern Virginia Floor Covering Association for years and was the president of it and got roped into being the co-chair of our newly formed legislative committee with my friend Chuck Bodie recently. And we do a lot through NFIB and ABC.
Well, the thing that I wanted to talk to you about, looks like that there's some law changes. You explained to me last fall when we talked that basically the way the Maryland law read, it was called the Workplace Fraud Act of 2009, and it kind of presumed guilt that if you had a subcontractor working for you that just assumed that you were doing something wrong. They had an ABC test, which was much more stringent than the 10-point IRS federal test for whether or not a worker is indeed a subcontractor. And by the way, when you spoke of that last fall, you said that you felt like it was tied in with trying to get some funding to the state and also tied in a little bit with the governor's situation in Maryland. So I guess some things have changed. Talk a little bit about what the latest news is, if you would.
You know, after a lot of sweat and testimony and lobbying and hearings, we made some great progress through the fall and the winter by applying pressure to the legislators and some of the state people in the Department of Labor, which is we refer to as DLLR. And actually, through a lot of help with legislators on both sides of the aisle and the Assistant Secretary of the DLLR and the NFIB, we went about and were successful in amending the law. And what I really feel good about, Kemp, is that the Maryland Northern Virginia Floor Covering Association came together, you know, to help the base out. And we really got, not to sound like the one of the TV awards, but I'd like to thank our members and our vendors who came through financially to help us put together a lobbying fund, J.J. Haynes and Mannington and Elias Wolf and Allied Products and Fishman and Roselle Heck and Spartan Surface really helped us out a lot. So what happened was the Workplace Fraud Act targeted the construction landscape industry, and they assumed that every independent contractor was an employee. And the burden of proof fell on the business to prove otherwise. There's no ending date to close the investigation. As soon as a company was put under investigation, the state could hold funds if you're doing any state work. The auditors were allowed into your place of business, and you had to provide records within 15 days. So vis-a-vis these two bills, the Senate Bill 272 and the House bill, which was the same, we overcame the presumption of guilt, and if you meet certain criteria, the state now needs to prove that the independent contractor is an employee. It really forces us as business people to make sure that our independent contractors are really acting like businesses. They pay their taxes, they get licenses, and they pay their workman's comp and things that any good business really should be doing. Some of the things that changed is that they can no longer hold state funds unless you were actually proven that you were in violation. And we've increased the 15-day document where you have to provide documents from 15 to 30 days. And one of the big things is we had over 29 companies that were under audit for almost a year or more. And one of the main things that changed is that they now have to close the investigation within 90 days of providing documents. So we feel we really made some good headway on this, and we're looking forward to, you know, watching what the state does on other issues going forward.
All right, so this is a quick review. The law has passed. I mean, it's passed both the House and the Senate in the state, and it's in effect, effective May 2nd, and it shifts the burden of proof. Now that the installer is considered to be a contractor unless the state can prove otherwise, and it used to be the other way around. So it's
that's pretty close. It actually just got signed by the governor last week, and the law goes into effect July 12th of this year.
All right. So let me just ask you, was there some change in the political tone, or is it just because you opened some eyes and got them to see the light?
I really think as things go, you know, as these politicians so often do, they pass laws because they're told to by the governor or the House Speaker or whoever. This time it was the governor. The legislators that passed it, they really realized it was a bad bill, and we showed them that it verged on being unconstitutional, and they agreed to that, and they even said it in some of these hearings that, you know, sometimes we pass bad bills and we have to go back and amend them, and that's what we're going to do, and by goodness, they did it.
That's great. So the same people were in power. They just changed their mind, or you changed. You helped.
Well, Maryland's a one-power state, unfortunately, you know, for many different reasons. It's unfortunate, not whatever party you're in, because there's really no checks and balances. It's controlled by the governor and the legislature, which are all in the hands of the Democrats right now. So be that as it may, we still had the help of the Democratic legislature, and they helped us out on it, and I applaud them for it.
That's good, because you were up against some pretty powerful people, because I think when we talked in the fall, you said that organized labor was on the other side of the argument.
Organized labor was very active in this, and they're very active now in the project labor agreements that are seen in the news so often. And I think that's probably our next battle, but we're happy with this one now.
Okay, and you said when we talked last fall that it was the drywall, the landscaping, and the flooring people. Those were kind of the three different constituents that were trying to open some eyes to the situation. Is that the case?
That's right. The law is written basically for our three industries. The reason why is because, which we found out later, the way politics goes, is that all the other industries got written out because they had lobbyists, and we didn't know anything about it. Nice. We have since hired a lobbyist and used a lot of dollars, hard-earned dollars that dealers and vendors had to help us, and it was very effective. That's what I'm saying. We're gonna keep it going.
All right, great, Kurt. Well, I appreciate an update, and good work up there. Again, we've been talking to Kurt Zanilotti, who is the owner of Contract Carpet Systems in Beltsville, Maryland, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.